Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. This is your host, Cruise Director Jennifer Perry, also known as Madam Perry. And this is the third installation of my new project called A Little Night Music with Madam Perry. And it's not just music tonight. We've also got some poetry reading from a book by Bunny Goodjohn called Bone Song. But the poem is read by Shane Steadham. And I think you're going to really like this, too. Now, I'm not just here to entertain. Jennifer Perry is here to help you. For example, maybe you need professional copywriting and photography services. Well, I know the man you want. It's Tom Slayton. He's got a fantastic website. He's also a website designer, too, if you need that. So copywriting, photography, website design. His website is Tom Slayton. That's TomSlayton.com. And you know what? I think I should just let him tell you because he says it so much better than I.
You need a professional who specializes in writing, photography, or web design, contact Tom Slayton. At Tom's website, TomSlayton.com, you'll find brilliant WordPress themes, discounts and links for fantastic online services, and sage wisdom from the master himself, Tom Slayton. TomSlayton.com even features a wonderful eclectic collection of photographs seldom seen elsewhere. Visit TomSlayton.com. That's TomSlayton.com.
And that's the truth. Go to Tom's website, TomSlayton.com, and you'll see his work is fantastic. And he is the master, and his photography is exquisite. Great designer, writer. See, I'm here to entertain and to help you. Now, to start off, I'm going to play a song from a guy. He's in Macon, Georgia, Joey Stuckey. He owns Shadow Sound Studios. He's a well-known musician, and he just got back from a tour of England. So here's Blind Man Driving.
Such a fool.
Yeah, that was Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, So Sad About Us, right after Blind Man Driving by Joey Stuckey. Joey's from Macon, just got back from England from a tour there. Joe Symes is in Liverpool, and I'm hoping he'll come over to the States. Maybe we can work out some kind of an artist exchange program. I like the sound of that. All right, next song, The Lights Are On by Dutton Perry.
The call just like I knew I would. Or was there ever really doubt? Let it go, even if I could. So I come on by. Even though I know sure I should drive on and maybe go on down to jail and maybe try and drink him dry, but I keep on dreaming, keep on hoping. Maybe you're here, and I keep on trying, keep on praying that my strength ain't gonna let me down. Right the time you told me to, but I just can't take the knock. You know the fear just take a hold. I know the lights are on. But I don't know who's inside. When I walk through that door, tell me who am I gonna find? I know the lights are on. but I don't know who's inside. When I walk through that door, tell me, who am I gonna find? But I keep on hoping, I keep on dreaming. Maybe you'll heal. I keep on trying. Oh, keep on praying. At my street, they won't rest.
Association time at the Blue Ridge Women's Correctional Facility. From Bone Song by Bunny Goodjohn. Deaf Brenda's telling us about the time her husband smacked her with a cockatiel's cage stand, how sound closed down that night, and yet her memory holds the parrot's scream. She recalls slow feathers, tiny gray curls landing on her yellow fun fur slippers. We lean in. She's telling our story, and we love how they all start happy with sass and drinks. She threw his sorry ass outside, piled furniture against the door, and then took her whiskey and the kids to bed, slept sound despite the ricochet of words against the trailer's siding. There is no recollection of clubbing him with the iron. But there it was, bloody, and shining on the deck. What can I say, she said, her yard full of police and plastic toys. Her hands already clasped behind her back. Drink brings a crazy bitch to fuck up my life. My turn for tales, but I'm just here for plain old DUI. So I tell the girls of Rita, patron saint of suffering, whose mouth was home to bees that buzzed behind her teeth that left her tongue unstung, a saint I'd forgotten until Deaf Brenda described her tinnitus as a bee song. The rec room hums and we're all lost, joining drunken dots of our own blackout biographies. We're haunted by mouths that have always swarmed with bees, homesick for a time when we were too blessed, too young, to know the treachery of swallowing.
There's a place in South America where the natives never die. They waste away the hours cause they're unaware of time. There's a place in lonely Africa where no one senses pain. They never run from trouble, they don't know to be afraid. And you can cut them down like summer grass, and they never make a sound. There are just some places you should not be allowed. There's an isolated island where no one thought of God. They don't believe in anything that's mythical or odd. An isolated people, no salvation, hell or ghost. And they never have to worry about who they hate the most. And you can cut them down like summer grass, and then they never make a sound. There are just some places you should not be allowed. Grass, and they never make a sound. There are just some places you should not be allowed. There's a place in North America where everyone is free, and they run around like lunatics and chase each other's dreams. There's a place in North America where everyone is free to pick and choose their burdens, regrets and miseries. And you can cut them down like summer grass, and they never make a sound. There are just some places you should not be allowed. 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 You should not be allowed.
All right, that was Summer Grass by Harrison Brown. He's a good friend of mine. And before that, Association Time in the Blue Ridge Women's Correction Facility. It's a poem by Bunny Goodjohn, and it was read by Shane Stedham. It's from Bunny Goodjohn's fresh book of poetry called Bone Song. Before that was The Lights Are On by Denton Perry. And since I just played Summer Grass by Harrison Brown, I think that from now on, when I introduce a new person to the lineup, I think I'll play two songs by them. Because, you know, if you just hear one song by someone, you don't really get a good picture. And it's better to give a little bit more of a sample. So next is going to be Coffee Cup 2011 by Harrison Brown. And I'm going to follow that with Internet Date by Veronique Chevalier. But first, Coffee Cup 2011, Harrison Brown.
In the snow. Internet date, won't it be great? Gee, I can't wait for my first internet date. Time to give it a whirl, 'cause I'm a new millennium girl. Now, I'll find my true love with the click of a mouse. Then I'll Google him before leaving the house. 'Cause computers don't lie, so I'm sure he'll be a great guy. Right? Put in my order for beefcake, not spam. What do you think that I got? A borderline geek with a Siberian tan, but his profile said he was hot. Friends on MySpace claim that this is a place to make dreams come true. It could happen for you. But the guys who add me are all way under 18. Yikes! The rest are faking their age and their height and their weight by photoshopping the truth. They think it gives them more youth, but a lie is a lie. And what they're selling, I'm not willing to buy. I'm drifting in this cybernetic sea. How do I catch the perfect man for me? Put a man upon the moon. Why can't they beam him to my room? A giant step for all mankind. Left this one lonely girl behind. In a universe, oh, so very large. Even Homer Simpson found his mark. Put in my order for beefcake, not spam. What do you think that I got? Another geek with a Siberian tan. Amused? Well, I'm certainly not. An internet date, I regret to relate, is not all that fun for a modern woman. But I found long-lasting joy with my own coin-operated boy.
Oh. Ooh.
All right, internet date from Veronique Chevalier. If you don't know her, well, probably anyone who's been to any kind of Comic-Con or steampunk convention or Dragon Con, whatever, in the last, I don't know, 5-10 years, certainly knows who Veronique Chevalier is. She's quite a fascinating entertainer. And so that was her song, Internet Date, and it's got a charming cartoon. I think the guy that did the cartoon for her, the video works at, might be at Disney or DreamWorks, I forget which one. Anyway, before that was Coffee Cup 2011 from Harrison Brown, and I'm going to close the song from Steve Ricks, a friend of mine also in England. Steve Ricks, and it's spelled R-I-K-S. If you don't know Steve Ricks, but you like to have a good laugh, go check him out on YouTube. He has great, and this is a song of his original, but Stevie Ricks has all kind of fantastic videos he's done where he's impersonating celebrity musicians, the Beatles, each Beatle. Who else does he do? He does Lemmy from Motorhead, George Michael, he does Freddie Mercury. He does a lot of these great videos. You should check him out. He's hilarious, and he's quite popular over there as a performer, and he does a lot of voiceover work. Now, before that, I do want to remind you, again, if you want and need professional copywriting, photography services, or web design, you want Tom Slayton, go to his website, TomSlayton.com. And even if you don't think you need any of those services, go anyway, because the website itself is beautiful, and you'll be glad you did. Okay. And from Stevie Ricks, thank you, because I want to thank you for joining me on this third episode of A Little Night Music. I'm Jennifer Perry telling you, I love you. Be nice to someone this week.